can still remember the smell of fresh oil from my granddaddy's duck gun. And not getting a wink of sleep, waiting for the morning to come. And then there's the time my dad and I went a line down at Lake Lake. That's where he taught me to tie this knot that I still use today. These are the memories that mean so much to me. Spending precious time outside with the love of family.
The hit was perfect. We went back out and it was.
This message will be handed down for all eternity.
Good job.
You teach your child about the wild and respect the land and sea.
There he is, baby.
Trust in the Lord and most of all, carry on the legacy.
Welcome back. Yet another beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I, came back a little legacy. Here we are, the first weekend in October. And I want to thank you all for joining us at the campfire. Pour you another cup of Thomas coffee.
Glad you could join us. As usual, in our last segment, Saturday morning show, we're going to do a little story time. To stay in theme with fall turkey hunting, I have a fall turkey hunting October story time. We're going to return to yesteryear, down to the Missouri Ozarks, down in the deep hills and hollers, to a story time about an old elderly couple who lives way back up in the hills, and the visit of a salesman. Here we go. Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is The Salesman. With the hills ablaze in color, within the Missouri Ozarks on a lazy October afternoon, a young salesman battles the steering wheel of his old rattling car, bouncing from rut to rut on an old, ancient two-track dirt road. His destination? A remote homestead, way up a creek bottom, miles from the paved road. Electricity didn't make it up this holler until the mid-1960s. Telephone lines never did. Plumbing consists of a hand pump in the kitchen, a larger hand pump in the yard, a spring house, and a recently remodeled two-seater outhouse. The rough dirt road finally dead ends at the base of the mountain at the end of a long holler next to a spring-fed stream where a rustic two-story farmhouse is nestled against the base of the Ozarks' highest mountain. Pulling to a stop at the edge of the front yard in a cloud of billowing dust, he notices wood smoke spiraling upward from a beautiful native stone chimney. As it hangs low out across the valley with the unmistakable sweet aroma of burning oak and baked goods. Climbing from the car, as he beats the dust of his dark blue suit, he makes his way toward the front porch of the old farmhouse. Inside, an elderly woman is taking homemade loaves of bread out of an ancient wood cook stove oven. As she spreads hot steaming loaves across the counter to cool, she hears someone knocking at the front door. This is unusual to receive company this late in the day in such a remote valley, especially on a dead-end road. She wipes her dough-covered hands on a faded apron and makes her way through the 150-year-old dwelling toward the front door. The knocking becomes louder as she pulls open the heavy oak front door. Now she's even more surprised to see a well-dressed young man in his mid-20s standing on her front porch, shifting his feet back and forth, holding a large envelope and what looks to be a hardcover book. Yes, indeed, she's seen this before. This is a very nervous salesman. Hello, ma'am. I'm Jimmy Johnson, he stammers nervously. I'm from the Total Coverage Insurance and Home Medical Book Company. She interrupts him. Well, young man, please come in. I never get any folks this time of the day for company. Let's go sit out in the back porch and visit a while. Leading him through the house to the back porch, she seats the young salesman in a rustic handmade chair facing the mountains. From his chair, there is a breathtaking view of golden-colored fields with a backdrop of beautiful Ozark Mountains, ablaze in vivid colors of gold, red, and orange autumn colors. She excuses herself momentarily, returns with a tall glass of fresh lemonade and a slice of homemade bread. He thanks her for the cold drink and quickly goes right back into his much-rehearsed sales pitch. Ma'am, I'm Jimmy Johnson, and I'm with the... Then without taking a breath, he explains about the one-time deal on a complete set of Home Remedies medical books. She pauses, puts her fingers to her lips, shh, and interrupts. Would you like some homemade apple butter for your bread? Why, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Swallowing the last delicious bite of warm homemade bread and apple butter, he begins his sales pitch once again, from the very beginning. But once again, she interrupts him. Young man, I realize you drove a long way to sell me insurance and books. You're a fine young man, someone that is only trying to do his job. However, she pauses, nods her head, and stops speaking. The salesman suddenly realizes the old woman is now very sad as she slumps forward in her chair with her head hanging low. She finally raises her head slightly and begins to speak in a slow, soft voice. You see, young man, I lost my husband of 50-plus years of marriage several autumns ago. My William hugged me for the last time that day, right here on this very porch. They found him after dark on the mountain, dead, a heart attack. It was one of the toughest days of my life when we carried him up the hill to the old church in the pouring rain to bury the love of my life and say goodbye. After a long, painful pause, the old woman begins again. It was just about this time of day, in late October, from right here, right from this very porch we are sitting on. He walked off this porch, across that pasture to go up on the mountain to kill our Thanksgiving turkey. He walked out of my life, out of my arms, and never returned. Times are tough on this farm without him, and I miss him so very much. But in my heart, I really believe, he'll return someday. So every late October afternoon, I make him a snack and sit right here on this porch throughout the evening, just as the light fades across the valley, looking and waiting for my love, for him to come back from the mountain, across those fields, across the valley, and back into my arms. And I know that someday he will return. You know something, young man? There are times when I believe I actually see him coming back across that valley toward the house. Then the old woman falls silent, quietly staring at the floor. The salesman now feels very sad for her. He struggles to find words of comfort, but just does not know what to say. Suddenly, he sits straight up in his chair, looking past the woman across the field. In the low light, he sees what appears to be an outline of a person coming toward the house. Someone or something is moving across the old field toward the farmhouse. His eyes grow even wider as he stares intently at the farm as it gradually appears out of the low-lying fog hugging the field. It's a weathered old man wearing bib overalls and an old faded felt hat. Without muttering a word, with a look of horror across his face, the young salesman jumps to his feet, staring intently out across the valley. Much closer now, he sees the old man is carrying an old double barrel cradled in the bend of his left arm, and there's a wild turkey slung over his right shoulder. Knocking over his lemonade, toppling his chair, he runs for the car. The motor roars to life with tires churning, throwing creek gravel up into the front yard. There's a loud crunching, crashing sound as the car bottoms out through the low water crossing, fishtailing as it races back down the valley from which it came. The old-timer reaches the porch, lays down a fat fall gobbler, lifts off his sweat-stained hat, wipes his brow, as she gives her husband of 50-plus years a big hug and says, "Sit down, honey. I'll get you some lemonade and homemade bread with fresh apple butter." "Who is that on the back porch with you?" he asks. She replies, "Oh, just some really nice young salesman. You know, it's really a shame. These young people today are always in such a hurry." And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri.
Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning.
RTP Outdoors. RTPOutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Thanks for joining us for Eyes on the Outdoors National Radio Show. Share the outdoors with others and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.